I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama House of Representatives approved measures to cement the state's right-to-work status and to ban the sale of fetal tissue yesterday. One bill would amend the state's constitution to prevent companies from requiring their employees to pay union dues as a condition of employment. The practice has already been prohibited under state law, but Republicans say adding the language to the state constitution would make Alabama more appealing to industry. Lawmakers fell three votes short of passing the measure last week. Yesterday, the bill passed 69 to 33. Another bill passed the House 76 to 24 would make it a state felony to sell fetal tissue in Alabama. Republican Representative April Weaver sponsored that legislation. She says she wants to make it clear that Alabamians will not tolerate the sale of fetal tissue for research purposes. Federal law already says abortion clinics can't profit from donating tissue to research. Both bills will now move to the Alabama Senate. Alabama's presidential primaries are less than 2 weeks away, and the National League of Women's Voters wants to use their website to educate potential voters. Vote411.org is a one-stop shop where residents in Alabama can find information on how to register to vote, who's running, and where the nearest polling booth is. Catherine Berg is the first vice president of the League of Women's Voters in Alabama. She says there are differences between a presidential vote and local races.
We're giving information so people can make their own decisions. Now, it's important for people to understand in this election that we are dealing with a presidential primary, and that is partisan, so people are going to need to either declare that they wish to vote for the Republicans or for the Democrats.
The Alabama primary is coming up on March 1st. Voters can visit vote411.org for more information on candidates and where to go to vote in their area. Theatergoers in West Central Alabama are getting a sneak preview of a new show that may wind up on Broadway. The University of Alabama's theater department is teaming up with Tony Award-winning producer Margot Astrakhan to produce a new musical, The Countess of Storyville. The show is about a woman who returns home to New Orleans to open a brothel. Dominic Yeager is with the university's theater department. He says professional actors have the lead roles, but one student is working as a projectionist, which is key to the show.
A lot of the set pieces to help kind of tell the story and give the feeling of where they are, whether they're in a certain building or if they are outside or they're in the courtroom, there are projections up on the set that help give that feel.
Once The Countess of Storyville finishes its run in Tuscaloosa, the show will move on to Pasadena before a possible run on Broadway in New York. Now your forecast.
Plenty of sunshine on this Thursday. We'll top out in the upper 60s. Look for low 70s in South Alabama. Middle 60s for the Tennessee Valley. Overnight tonight, lows back in the 40s. Clear skies for Friday. Plenty of sun. We'll top out in the 70s statewide on Friday and Saturday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.